Morning. What a joy it is to be able to preach on a day when Pivot is here. They are so uplifting, and our friends from Hangtime, Her Time. Our scripture this morning comes from Ecclesiastes, and I've got a small passage from Paul's letter to the Galatians. May God bless the reading of God's word. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And now Paul, in the letter to the Galatians, is addressing an emerging community of Christ followers in Galatia, and he's talking to them about what to do when one of their community members is struggling or in pain or not meeting the community's expectations. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O God, my rock and my foundation. I don't need to tell you all this morning that we have a true gift that we don't get to experience very often here, and that is the power of togetherness in our community with our friends from Pivot and from Hangtime, Her Time. And so what we're going to focus on this morning is what it means to be a community that is bound in faith and in hope and in optimism, and what it means when we bring our communities together like we are this morning. This passage from Galatians, like so many others from Paul, is his letter to these emerging Christ followers, these emerging Christian communities. And it's his way of lifting them up. He's telling them how to live together in God's Spirit, as a community, as a team, if you will, bearing the weight of life's issues together, so that they lighten the load for all, and they make the community stronger in the process of doing so. He's communicating the immense power of a community to heal its members when they treat each other with gentleness, when they treat each other with kindness, when they bear each other's burdens, as Paul says. Paul is telling them to restore one another when one of them struggles or is in pain or stumbles or just acts in a way that the community doesn't like or acts in a way that doesn't meet the community's expectations. He's telling them to bear each other's burdens. Feel free to hoot and holler. It's all right. It's okay. Now, when Paul writes these letters, he's writing to faith communities. And almost always, he's telling them something about what a healthy community is. The community itself is not the individuals that comprise it. It's a living, breathing entity on its own. It's separate from the individuals that comprise it. It has a life of its own. And it's not totally obvious. It's not totally obvious what the markers of a healthy community are. What I take Paul to be saying from this passage is that for those of us who have been privileged enough, who have been blessed enough to be living in the grace of God, to see that the Holy Spirit is moving through us, is alive and well in us. But those of us who see that and recognize that, we're supposed to use that. It's a gift. We're supposed to use that in our treatment of others. It's not meant to be kept to yourselves. It's supposed to be implemented in our daily lives, in our interactions with one another, so that we treat each other with gentleness and we bear each other's burdens. If Paul were an ordinary, cynical guy like most of us, he might have said something very different. He might have said to the person who wasn't meeting the community norms, cut them off. Get rid of them, exclude them, they're a weak link. I've been parts of groups where that was the mentality. Some of you may have been too. But no, Paul is telling them something very different. He's telling them that when it comes to engaging with members of our community and our communities, Paul wants us to restore them. Because the process of restoration, that process makes us stronger. It makes the community stronger than it was before. It's like a broken bone. When it heals, it's stronger than it was before it broke. It's in the process of healing that the strength comes. Now, a lot of times we talk about and we think about community here at Southport Congregational as this community in this sanctuary every Sunday, this church membership. And this is a powerful community. Let me just say a word about the Southport community. We do bear each other's burdens. We restore one another when one of us struggles or is in pain. We put the interests of the community above any one individual. And it's remarkable to me every time I see that happen. It's wonderful. It's so uplifting. In the words that Sadhana read this morning in the invocation, to quote Dr. King, our job is to dedicate ourselves to walking with those who find themselves in the abyss of despair. That's our job. And you get that. I've watched you. I've watched you cancel personal plans so you can drive a community member to a doctor's appointment. I've watched you visit each other in the hospital, organize a meal train for members where they've had a tragic death in the family. I've watched your selfless acts of love and care when someone can't leave their home to shop for groceries. I can go on and on about this congregation, the choir, the carousel, the fellowship team that feeds us, the buildings and grounds committee, Christian Ed, deacons, trustees, volunteering here every day to bear the burdens of this community and lift this community to inspirational heights. You mobilize for each other. That's awesome. And now, if you think that's inspiring, how about this? How about this? What we're experiencing this morning is something even more powerful. We're bringing multiple communities together, not just physically, but in faith. And wow, is that awesome or what? It is a gift. It is a gift, Pastor Richard, to have you here this morning. Thank you. Joe, you are so uplifting. Where are you, Joe? You're hiding. Oh, there you are. Hey. Jacob, thank you. Thank you for your story. Thank you. Charlie, is Charlie here? I see Michelle out there. Hey, Michelle. Michelle's here, executive director from Hangtime. Welcome. Welcome. It is a gift to have you here this morning as well. I don't know about you, but the joy that I experience bringing our communities together with Pivot and Hangtime, that just multiplies tenfold. Why? Why? Because you inspire us. You heal us. You restore us. You see, our three communities share something in common. We have a common commitment to faith, to hope, and to optimism at a time when despair and pessimism and hopelessness and cynicism plague our society. We're not in denial that evil exists, are we? We know it exists. No one needs to remind us of the greed and the injustice and the violence and the downright nastiness that exists in the world and our culture today. We're reminded of it every day in the media. You can't escape it. All you need to do is drive on I-95 for a couple miles, and you know what I'm talking about. But the unstated fundamental commitment of our communities when we come together is to resist that. We resist the cynicism and the despair by reminding each other what's good. And you are good, and thank you for being here. We refuse to give in. We refuse to give in to the cynicism with our faith and our hope and our optimism in one another. We have faith in one another. And we extend our hope and our optimism across communities. And that is the power of togetherness. That is the power of community. This morning, I would just ask you to sit in the joy of seeing what communities of faith and hope can do to lift each other up. The relationships that we have with Hang Time and with Pivot, those are relationships of genuine mutual support, where one community lifts up the other, and in doing so, lifts all of us up together, community to community. Make no mistake, my dear friends from Southport, Pivot and Hang Time support us as much as we support them. Hallelujah. Amen. They're giving us the gift of their lives, their inspirational stories, like you heard from Jacob this morning, the bonds that we feel with them, their talent. And most of all, they're showing us, they're reminding us of what we achieve in communities of faith and hope and optimism that can't be achieved as individuals, as Jacob said. When we refuse to give in to despair and hopelessness. Let me repeat. What our organizations accomplish in community cannot be done without that common commitment that we remind ourselves of, that each of our organizations has to faith and hope. I just can't overstate that. I only hope that we offer you as much as you offer us. When I was spending a lot of time in the prisons working with incarcerated individuals, I realized, after several months of doing it, why I was so drawn to it. I began to understand that we were bearing each other's burdens. It wasn't a relationship where I was giving and they were receiving. They were lifting me up. They were inspiring me with their strength and their gifts and their wisdom and their love, at least as much as I was lifting them up with my legal skills and my privilege. When I saw how they retained their faith and hope through the brutality and the injustice of life and incarceration, no matter how hard we tried to beat the dignity out of them, they lifted me up in a way I have never experienced. Feel that this morning with our friends. I've been to Hang Time. I've shared a meal with them. Some of you have as well. Go sit with them and share a meal and see their support for each other. See Pivot's support for one another this morning. That will uplift you like nothing else. Resisting despair. Am I right? not giving in to society's cynicism. Maintaining hope is an act of defiance. And it can't be done alone, my friends. Can't be done alone. The Apostle Paul warns the Galatians not only about becoming too individually focused, but becoming too focused on the communities that we grow comfortable in. We not only need to build our own communities, but we need to see the faith and the hope in the communities around us and to bring those communities together so that we continue to radiate hope and faith and optimism in this cynical world. Thank you, Pivot. Thank you, Pastor Richard. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Hangtime, for bringing your communities into ours, for helping us resist cynicism and despair and hopelessness, for inspiring us and bearing our burdens with your strength, with your gifts, with your faith, with your hope, and with your optimism. We hope that we can lift you up too, and that we can continue to support each other in the journey that we're all walking together, side by side. Amen. Amen.